This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, sort of bad guys, and I was going to say some good guys too, but we've got some weirdos out there too, so we got to keep those in mind. I think we've got to keep a part of the equation here. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, as you know, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our little Steffi. But if you'd like to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or you can go over to Bradley Dean, double E, fan page and personal page, and or go to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Again, it is Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible today. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Real quick, folks, what's taking place across the country? I have to remind you that this nation is being turned into hell because God promised that he would turn that nation into hell, namely to those that forget him. What is happening across America today? Well, Obama thanks Muslims for building the fabric of the United States of America.
Let me say
that again. The President of the United States, the criminal in the White House, thanks Muslims for building the fabric of the U.S. Folks, is this not very telling as to what's going on? I just wish someone would really call up and spark a conversation concerning this very topic, because there's so many things where I wish someone would just say something, because I would let loose going off that branch from this trunk in so many different ways. But when you look at what we have been told over the last how many years that we've been under a radical Muslim threat in America, now we have an administration doing everything contrary to what we've been told. Namely, they're doing everything that we were warned of. While we were told that they were the domestic terrorists, and we were told about the jihadists and, again, the extremists, namely the Muslims, everything that we were told that our enemy was is now operating outside of, well, inside of the White House, along with his administration. I don't understand what it's going to take for the American people to understand that the enemy's not without friends. He is within. There is no question about it, and so is his administration. As you see all these third world countries that are under attack, you fail to remember, friends, that you're the ones that are under attack. Again, the state-run media is going hand in glove. They act as if they're not on the same ship. And that's why we talk about rocking the boat here, friends. We need to rock it because we need to shake ourselves free of those that mean to sink the boat that we're all on, like it or not. What else is going on across the nation? A new wave of illegal immigration, protests to sweep the United States of America. That's good news for you, America. In other words, there's a whole lot of people across the country that are standing up. Not just one or two, but folks in hundreds of cities across the United States of America, and the thousands, the tens of thousands, and the hundreds of thousands of people are standing up and saying, you know what, enough is enough. If this government is not going to do its job and watch the borders, protect the borders, enforce the laws of the land, then we're going to do it. And guess what? That is proper understanding of your role, America. That is your proper perspective. When they don't, you do. And now what you need to do is turn and deal with those who have left off their job, namely those that are taking your tax dollars and supporting themselves, committing crimes against you, the people. How does that sound? Yeah, I like that.
I like that, too.
I like that. I really like that. I really do. Sheila Jackson Lee, she said it's time for Obama to do whatever the blank he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's going on in your country today. You know, talking about racism
Seriously.
To the core, that's a black woman supporting this dictatorship through her stupidities. And, of course, she is, again, going behind this administration and saying it's time for Obama to do whatever the blank he wants to. Huh. Then we got national news. This Republican senator just issued liberals a powerful warning on amnesty. In other words, let's say it this way. This Republican senator just issued those in government that are not ruled by law a powerful warning on amnesty. Now, America, I have a question for you. Why are those in government that are not ruled by the law that they themselves swore to uphold through their oath, so help me God, why are they still there in the first place? As the game goes on, America, you lose. And, folks, when I look at this, I look at one of those little pieces that the conservatives sit back and say, all right, we got a good guy in there. This Republican senator, man, he's issuing the libs a powerful warning on amnesty. In other words, we're not going to take it. No, friends, this is what they do. This is how the game is played. They put you back to sleep because they want you to believe that they are actually doing something, when, in fact, if that was the case, then why do we have a bunch of illegals, might I add, bleeding over into the United States. You know, this is kicking the can down the road so they can buy some more time. That's really what it comes down to. So, anyways, to say all that, friends, this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Steph?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And speaking of Obama, thanking the Muslims for their contribution to the foundations of this nation, which is an absolute joke, how about we go to an actual guy who was around during the foundations of our country and who witnessed the foundations of our country? The guy, namely, is Alex de Tocqueville. He said this, the Americans combine the notions of Christianity, not Muslims here, and of liberties so intimately in their minds that it is impossible to make them conceive the one without the other. And he found that the splendor and the wonder of our nation was the fact that their pulpits were aflame with righteousness, and we were a Christian nation, a Christian people, and we were a righteous people that God established this country to. So Barack Obama, sorry to say, but you just weren't there during that time, so you have no idea what you're talking about. Let's go back to
people. Wait a second. So our rights come from God. So in other words, if the government didn't give us our rights, then it's the government who cannot take away our rights.
That's right.
Okay, cool.
They have no power whatsoever to take away rights given by God. And going over to some quotes on tyranny and injustice, Charles de Montesquieu, he said this, there is no crueler tyranny than that which is perpetuated under the shield of law and in the name of justice.
Yeah, you're taking all my posts that are on Bradley Dean Facebook and Sons of Liberty
Facebook.
I
actually did not see that on your post at all. I just grabbed
wow.
it. Yeah, I haven't even been on there to see that. But I do want to say this. Another good quote here on tyranny is the one from...
Wait, what's a good quote?
Did I say quote?
Yeah,
I meant to say
did.
Quote. Actually, Alex de Tocqueville I got from you, but this I got on my own.
Yeah, this is a foreigner's perspective on
exactly.
the United States of America.
Who was around during
yeah,
the foundations
he had nothing
of our
to gain
country.
Or to lose.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Now, it was George Baumler who said, a great wave of oppressive tyranny isn't going to strike, but rather a slow seepage of oppressive laws and regulations from within that will sink the American dream of liberty. And it's so true to say we are seeing these slow, you know, takeover of all these oppressive laws. We must remember that men must be governed by God or they will be ruled by tyrants. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's time to wake up America and resist lawfully.
What happens when you allow change to take place in a country? Well, I'm about ready to show you that. I'm going to go scenario after scenario, show you 1967 and what's it like in 2014. You're going to love this, friends. 1-866.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty. We know that the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 6:16 to go back to the old paths, but the people said that they would not. And interestingly enough, it's real simple. Again, the way to basically deal with the issues at hand is what I've always said, and I'll always say it, that justice is the guardian of liberty. But what happens when we leave off justice? Here, I'll show you what happens when you refuse to return to the old paths. Okay, let's go to a high school in 1967 and contrast it with the year 2014. Here's a scenario for you. Jack goes quail hunting before school and then pulls into the school parking lot with his shotgun in his, well, in his truck's gun rack. 1967, vice principal comes over, looks at Jack's shotgun, goes to his car and gets his shotgun to show Jack. His shotgun.
I like that.
Yeah, so do I. 2014, school goes into lockdown. FBI called. Jack hauled off to jail and never sees his truck or gun again. Counselors called in for traumatized students and teachers.
Isn't that such a sad, truthful scenario?
Oh, it truly is. Yep. Yeah, yeah. Why is this? Well, because the government is no longer doing their job, and a good portion of them. Not all of them again. Again, remember that government is a God-ordained institution, Exodus 18:21, and it's awesome. But government's only good if they enforce the laws against crime to preserve the liberty. But now what do we have here? We have a bunch of whack jobs, namely the government trying to suppress its own people and oppress its own people by more enforcement. But what happens is we can see that the laws against, namely moral laws, to enforce moral laws like thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery. Well, what happens when you lower all those laws and you open the floodgates of hell into a nation? Well, we can see what happens. As I said yesterday, the more immoral people become, it's interesting how the government's right there. First, they open the door to allow the crimes, and then secondly, they're right there to ask you to give up your rights for more control that they have over you. That's how you're enslaved, friends. Okay? Let's go to another scenario. Scenario two, Johnny and Mark get into a fistfight after school. 1967, crowd gathers. Mark wins. Johnny and Mark shake hands and end up best of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 2014, police called and SWAT team arrives. They arrest both Johnny and Mark. They are both charged with assault and battery, both expelled even though Johnny started it. So where was the justice in that? There wasn't. That's oppressive means. That's totalitarianism, friends. You know, it's interesting. We've shared this in the past, too. But how many times people end up in jail for crimes that they committed rather than prevention being better than the cure? Mm-hmm. Well, they go to prison, and then what they hand them when they walk in the door is the Bible.
That's right.
Why didn't they hand them that Bible when they walked into the school gate?
That's right.
Which has always been their friends. Okay? Is that true?
That's so true. If we would have given to them in their education, as we should, found in the foundations of our country, it was the Bible and the Constitution, the rock. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said Andrew Jackson. So if we would give them the knowledge that's found in the Bible, along with the heart and the will to obey what they see, because they see the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, then they wouldn't commit the crimes in the first place, and we wouldn't have to throw them in jail and then wait until they've crashed and made a big destruction.
I can concur.
You know,
I totally concur.
It really does. It works you up because of the fact that it's so too much common sense, I think, just kind of, you know, the Lord makes everything so simple for us to perceive and understand. His commandments are simple. His word is, you know, very self-explanatory. But I think man, the creation is just so puffed up to think that they can tell the creator that they know best, and we've got all these problems because of it.
Noah Webster, in my view, the Christian religion is the most important and one of the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. No truth is more evidence in my mind than that the Christian religion must be the basis of any government intended to secure the rights and privileges of a free people. So a free people are magnifying the laws against the crimes that are perpetrated. Either one, actually. Going forward or committed.
And it makes total sense. And who would know better than Noah Webster? It's like, you know, you have the revisionists of history or the people like the, you know, administration in this world who think they know what happened back in the day when it happened. But then when you look at the quotes from the actual founders themselves and what they believed, oh, well, that's just, you know, we want to brush that aside.
Those people that you're talking about our documentation, which is over 100 years old. By the way, Sheila Jackson, I believe, is the one that talked about how our Constitution is, what, 600 years old?
She's
a piece of work. Can you check that for me, please, Chase? Was it 600 years? Remember we mocked her for that, her stupidity, again? If we were to remove the Bible from public schools, we would be wasting so much time punishing crimes and taking so little pains to prevent them. Who said that? Signer of the Declaration of Independence, Mr. Benjamin Rush, Dr. Benjamin Rush. He said that in 1791. Let's go to another scenario. 400. Oh, Sheila Jackson said 400 years old. I was going to say 4, 6, and then I thought 3, and I thought, you know, I better ask Chase just to make sure that I don't stand corrected live on the air, but I do stand corrected, right? 400 years old.
I suppose her name, the Constitution, is 400 years old. She'd be very happy to say, well, Obama can do whatever he wants because the Constitution's 400 years old.
That's right. Scenario 3, Jeffrey will not be silent in class. He disrupts other students. In 1967, Jeffrey is sent to the principal's office and given a good paddling by the principal. He then returns to a class, sits still, and does not disrupt the class again. 1967. You just told me a story yesterday about your grandma, who used to be a teacher, who's now 96 years old. She used to teach 30 students in a classroom how many years?
One-room schoolroom for years.
Yep.
And she said she never had a problem. They were so well-behaved. One time she had a younger student who was just, you know, not sitting still. And so she grabbed him, you know, by the shoulders and just kind of sat him down, you know, harshly. Like, okay, sit, you know, like that. And that was all she had to do. Didn't act up again. And she could teach. And why could she teach? Because they were well behaved.
Well, and they were teaching honor your father and your mother.
And they were being taught that at home. They were being taught at school, so on and so forth.
Okay, so the scenario is 1967. Jeffrey sent to the principal's office and given a good paddling by the principal. I want to start thinking about that just for a second. I want to talk about that just for a minute. I have a hard time allowing anybody to put their hand on my kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we have a different perspective than they did back in the day because not all these teachers were a bunch of perverts.
Right.
Yeah, and I know that we had something in the air back in the 60s, I'm told by the older generation, called love,
mm-hmm.
where we used to actually do unto others as we'd have them do unto us. But today, I wouldn't tolerate that. That wouldn't fly with me. We have a lot of correcting ourselves to do before I'd ever trust anybody to ever lay their hand on my kid.
Definitely.
In any sense of the word. But going to 2014 to contrast this scenario, police called and SWAT teams arrived. I'm sorry. Jeffrey is given a huge dose of Ritalin, dangerous psychotropic drugs. That's what we'd see today. He becomes a zombie. That's what we do see today. He's then tested for ADD, which falls to the parent, by the way, friends, not to the children. The family gets extra money, Social Security, from the government because Jeffrey has a disability. Now, I got a question for you, friends. Where does the government get that money from? They're reallocating finances to these kids that they say are sick and mentally unstable. So therefore, we have to take money from the taxpayer and we have to give it to the kid and make sure that he remains a zombie by paying for his dangerous psychotropic drugs.
Right.
Okay, that's what we are seeing.
Yep, exactly. Okay. And then if we go back to what God says and train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. If we had the family structure together, mother, father, children, got married, then have kids, and we trained up our children, a lot of times these kids that act up is because they want some attention. They're looking for the attention of a father or a mother that they don't have.
Yeah.
You know, you feed them sugar and they're hyper all the time. Well, then we put them on drugs. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
We need to go back to the root of the problem, make sure that they're established right at home, and go from there.
Wasn't that Appleton, Wisconsin, I believe?
Yes.
Yes, and it was a documentary, and it was basically exposing McDonald's and for all their garbage that they have in their food.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, they changed the diet in this particular school, and it was a kind of a special school.
Yeah, for those who had correctional problems, you know.
Yeah.
Dysfunctional kids.
Yeah, and interesting. Interestingly enough, they go to these special schools where they have, you know, a lack of correction. So guess what they do there? They begin to tell the teachers how they're supposed to act and what they're supposed to do.
Right.
Do you remember those schools that we've done in the past? Where
they're alternative schools.
Alternative schools, yeah. Well, in some cases there. But yeah,
yeah.
It was interesting how these kids that had, well, they had disciplinary problems. Well, when they got over to these schools, they started to talk back to the teachers, and the teachers would actually listen to the students.
And rather than making it harder on the students, they give them more of a slack schedule. So so they're disciplined because they're not doing
their
job.
They lower the
bar. Then we put them in a different school, an alternative school, where we make it even lower.
Yeah.
We're talking about lowering the bar even lower, and then we expect them to improve. How is that going to happen?
I don't know. I guess children don't rise to the level of expectation, and I guess that's what we have to do, is we have to lead the way so they can emulate who we are. I speak to the older generation, knowing that Jesus said wisdom is justified by her children. Now, one more point I want to make, too. I know today that the state, they like to, you know, the nanny state likes to tell the parents what they're supposed to do with their kids. And, you know, if you spank your kid, whatever the case might be, you know, that could be child abuse. But the bottom line is, friends, is God said through Scripture in the book of Proverbs, he who withholds the rod hates his son. He who withholds the rod hates his son. I'm not talking about beating your kids, friends, but I am talking about teaching your kids in the ways that they should go. And how do you do that? Well, the Bible says that you spank them B times if that's what you need to do to correct them. And it's interesting. Kids that understand discipline, you don't have problems with them later on in life.
That's right.
Isn't that interesting how that works? Folks, we're going to come back talking about, well, scenario in high school 1967 to what's going on in 2014. We'll be right back.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. One of the things that I didn't get to finish was my point concerning that school, and I believe it was in Appleton, Wisconsin, where they changed the diet at this alternative school.
And no, pop machines, yep, got rid of all that stuff.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they got rid of the sugar, basically. They got rid of the pop machines and so on and so forth. Now, these were kids who had behavioral problems, and they started feeding them things like peas, carrots, vegetables, good food for you, and they noticed a huge change in their population. The students didn't get into fights. You know, they were functioning normal. It's amazing how just even changing the diet of your children can make a huge difference as well.
Totally. Of course. Look at me.
You are the,
I mean, you don't
you
maintain this kind of physique by drinking Coke all day.
That's exactly right. But the point is, these alternative kids, because they were fed the right kind of food, yeah, and their behavior changed. So when we're looking at behavioral problems in our children, we can look at a couple simple things like, is dad and mom there, and what kind of food are you feeding them?
That's right. Let's go to scenario 4. Billy breaks a window in his neighbor's car, and his dad gives him a whipping with his belt, 1967. Billy is more careful next time, grows up normal, goes to college, and becomes a successful businessman. In 2014, Billy's dad is arrested for child abuse, as I was talking about during the last segment. Billy is removed to foster care and joins a gang. The state psychologist is told by Billy's sister that she remembers being abused herself, and their dad goes to prison. Billy's mom has an affair with a psychologist.
It's sad.
Folks, it really, yeah. And I'm not, this isn't funny stuff. It's not meant to be funny. But I mean, some of it's so to the core that, folks, I stand in awe of what's going on in our country and what the American people tolerate in every facet of our society. It's incredible to me. Let's go to the next scenario. Because people refuse to go back to the old paths, In 1967, Mark shares his aspirin with the principal out on the smoking dock. In 2014, the police are called and Mark is expelled from school for drug violations. His car is then searched for drugs and weapons and then confiscated.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, this is the kind of stuff we hear. I mean, you look at the old people, you listen to the old people, they don't know the America that we're tolerating whatsoever.
Not at all.
And I'm not saying they're not responsible for allowing it to go to where it's fallen now, you know, but the bottom line is it's time that we pick it up, folks. Steph, you said yesterday it's time to, you know, light a candle and lead the way.
That's
I mean,
exactly
it really
right.
is, phones, folks. Going back to the old past, America said no. So in 1967, here's another scenario. Pedro goes to summer school, passes English, and goes to college. In 2014, Pedro's cause is taken up by the state. Newspapers articles, well, the articles appear nationally explaining the teachers and teachings of English, the English language, as a requirement for graduation is racist.
Yeah, just
folks,
about it. Yeah.
American Civil Liberty Use, American Civil Liberty
Union. American Civil Liberties Union.
I said to Steph right during the last break, it's like, man, it's like, we got to kickstart something here. It's like, what
well,
is going on?
I think
American Civil Liberties Union files class action against the state school system and Pedro's English teacher. English is then banned from the core curriculum. Pedro's given his diploma anyway and ends up mowing lawns for a living because he cannot speak English.
Yeah, and I think these scenarios are really good. It's not more of a fireball kind of topic. It's more of a teaching topic. And
yeah.
I think it's good because it really, these scenarios open up your eyes like, wow, that is so true. And as sad as some of these scenarios are, when you look at what's going on around us in our world today, you say, yep, that's just about right. That's just about what would happen. That sums it up. And then when you go back to 1967, I believe, where you're at, you think, wow, look at how far we've come in just a short amount of time because we've taken off God's commandments and his, you know, being ruled under the hand of God, the fear of God in this nation, ultimately.
Well, and really what you see is just lawlessness from A to Z concerning every facet, and that's where we've become. And by the way, a lot of it's been taken, well, it's taken place in this country by force through totalitarian methods once again. Let's go to scenario seven, and once we get onto scenario seven, we can find Johnny takes apart leftover firecrackers from the 4th of July, puts them in a model airplane, he paints a bottle and blows it up along with a red ant bed.
Yes.
Did you ever do that when you were a kid? You know,
yes.
You did?
No, I didn't blow anything
up. You take
up,
a little tiny firecracker, they used to call them lady fingers, and you'd put them in the ant hole, and you'd light it, and you'd blow it up.
Today
you'd be called a terrorist for doing that.
Yeah, that's right. I remember, like, you know, I don't remember if I actually did this or I dreamed this. I think I did this, where, you know, you try to feed the ants, but you're throwing down, like, a big clump of bread and, like, too much water, so you end up killing them as you're thinking that you're doing them a service. See, I didn't blow any of the ants up, but I think I might have tried to help them by really hindering their lives with too much water and too much bread.
Well, 1967, scenario 7, the ants die. Okay? 2014, in contrast, ATF, Homeland Security, and the FBI are called in. Johnny's charged with domestic terrorism. The FBI investigates his parents, and all of his siblings are removed from their home, and all computers are confiscated. Johnny's dad is placed on a terror watch list and is never allowed to fly again.
Yeah.
Well, the borders are wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
It is.
That's another story. Scenario 8. You like?
I like.
Okay.
I really do like these little thinkers. They make you think. It's a good thing for people to hear, I think. these little, you know,
scenario,
fun nuggets.
Scenario 8. Johnny falls while running during recess and scrapes his knee. He's found crying by his teacher. Mary hugs him to comfort him. Well, in 1967, in a short time, Johnny feels better and goes on playing. But in 2014, in contrast, Mary's accused of being a sexual predator and loses her job. She faces 3 years in the state pen, and Johnny undergoes 5 years of therapy. Now, again, friends, is this why the Bible says we should return to the old past? Where's the good way and walk therein? Jeremiah 6:16. I think it would be a good idea for America to concede. Because
Amen.
He knows best.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's go back to what Grandma has to say about this.
Speaking of grandmas,
Yeah, let's go to this Grandma Rock story. I think you'll all appreciate this. This is a great...
With your grandma in mind, by the way.
With my grandma in mind, who just turned 96 last week. Happy birthday, Grandma.
You know what's very cool about talking to your grandma?
Hmm.
Literally, I can talk to her about almost every event up to this point in the present, going all the way back to, what is it, 2 or 3 years outside of the Titanic.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she knows, and she remembers it. Oh,
quick
just
as
like
a
it was yesterday.
Yep.
The story goes as follows. One evening, a grandson was talking to his grandmother about current events. The grandson asked his grandmother what she thought about the shootings at schools, the computer age, and just things in general. The grandma replied, "Well, let me think a minute. I was born before television, penicillin, polio shots, frozen foods, Xerox, contact lenses, Frisbees, and the pill. There was no radar, credit cards, laser beams, or ballpoint pens. Man had not yet invented pantyhose, air conditioners, dishwashers, or clothes dryers, and clothes were hung out to dry in the fresh air. Your grandfather and I got married first and then lived together. Every family had a father and a mother, and until I was 25, I called every man older than I, sir. We were before gay rights, computer dating, dual
careers. By the way, gays don't have rights.
That's right.
Okay, the state offers them privileges. Go ahead.
Computer dating and dual careers, daycare centers, and group therapy. Our lives were governed by the Ten Commandments, good government, and common sense. We were taught to know the difference between right and wrong and to stand up and take responsibility for our actions. Serving our country was a privilege, and living in this country was a bigger privilege. We thought fast food was what people ate during Lent, and having a meaningful relationship meant getting along with your cousins. Draft dodgers were people who closed their front doors when the evening breeze started, and time sharing meant the time spent, the family spent together in the evenings and weekends, not purchasing condominiums. We never heard of FM radios, and I don't ever remember any kid blowing his brains out listening to Tommy Dorsey. If you saw anything with Made in Japan on it, it was junk.
Fact.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The term making out referred to how you did on your school exam, and Pizza Hut, McDonald's, and instant coffee were unheard of. We had 5 and 10 cent stores where you could actually buy things for 5 and 10 cents. Ice cream cones, phone calls, ride on a streetcar, and a Pepsi were all a nickel. And if you didn't want to splurge, you could spend your nickel on enough stamps to mail one letter and 2 postcards. You could buy a new Chevy Coupe for $600, but who could afford one? Too bad, because gas was 11 cents a gallon. In my day, grass was mowed, Coke was a cold drink, pot was something your grandmother cooked in, and rock music was your grandmother's lullaby. Aides were helpers in the principal's office, a chip meant a piece of wood, hardware was found in a hardware store, and software wasn't even a word. We were the last generation to actually believe that a lady needed a husband to have a baby. No wonder why people call us old and confused and say there's a generation gap. And how old do you think I am? This woman would be only 68 years old.
Isn't that crazy?
It's such a good point. I mean, I've heard
it really several times
when you hear it over and over again, going back to just they were taught to know the difference between right and wrong and all these different things. It's like, wow, the meanings of words and what things were back, you know, back then compared to what they are today is so different that it's almost, it's flabbergasting. Like, wow, look at how far we've come.
Well, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. Because really what it comes down to is we can see just that through these scenarios, through the analogy, through the story that you just told, Steph.
Yeah.
That is exactly the case. But I want to read this because this is actually from one of the presidents. He said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We're seeing this play out day by day. He said, we didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States, where men were free.
Wow, and that's such a good point, too. And I even noticed when she said serving our country was a privilege and living in this country was a bigger privilege. I remember, you know, watching the documentary on the Band of Brothers, which was, you know, the group of men that fought during World War II. And they were talking about during their interviews about how people in their own towns and communities that were 4F actually committed suicide because they couldn't go.
Yep.
Then we look what happened in Vietnam. We have people who draft. draft dodgers and people and so on and so forth
into the present.
And now the present is in the present, and they commit suicide when they come back home. But a lot of them,
or they commit suicide over there.
That's right. Yep. But a lot of them are joining now for the wrong reasons. What can I get from it? I can see the world. These people.
What happened to ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country?
The heart of America has.
We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsofLibertyRadio.com. 1-866-233-0747. Last segment coming up right around the corner.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is John Lewis. So I'm a Son of Liberty from California, and I listen to the show because Sons of Liberty Radio is the highlight of my day, and this nation needs more men like Bradley and the ministry of the Sons of Liberty. He re-energizes me to keep up the good fight. That's what leaders do. I wish Brad had 2 hours instead of one, because we live in a nation that's lied to every hour of every day. Brad tells the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream, and must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same, or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Well, we just got done hearing these scenarios, folks, and you know that it's true. We see this on a daily basis in this country, and we are the ones that have the freedom to do the right thing. We are the ones that have the power to right the wrongs. Now, during the first segment, I actually brought up the scripture of Jeremiah 6:16, and it's interesting when I go there, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. The Lord answers back, also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken, listen carefully to the sound of the trumpet, to those that warn you. But they said, we will not listen. Therefore, the Lord answers again, hear, you nations, and know, O congregation, to those that profess Christianity, what is among them. He said, "Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not listened carefully unto my words, nor to my law," every single time, "but rejected it." The Lord says, "Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before the people, and the fathers and the sons together shall fall upon them. The neighbors and his friend shall perish." He starts to pronounce judgment upon a disobedient people. Of course, there is nothing new under the sun. What is the whole of the law? To fear God and keep his commandments. That doesn't sound difficult to me. It does sound like it's an issue of the heart and everything that we're called to do. Again, if we're thankful for what's been given unto us through the sacrifice of God's Son, Jesus Christ, who is the propitiation of the sins of the world, this is not hard. It's difficult in the process. Let me put it that way. It's difficult in the process because Jesus said, "Straight and narrow and difficult is the way." That's true. But if you hold the heart right before God, great is the peace of those whose minds are stayed upon Him, the Lord said. And it's keeping the mind upon Him. And meditating and pondering day after day, Salah, think, mutter, or ponder. When your mind is stayed on those things, guess what? Like they say, you are what you eat.
Yep.
Jesus is the bread of life. So guess what we're to labor for? We're to labor for that bread which is from heaven. In thought, deed, practice, and word.
And it all goes that way, too, because whatever you think about, that's what you're going to eventually do. And what you do, you know, think in your brain, then you're going to act out with your actions. So it's very important that we take heed as to what we do and what we ponder and what we set our eyes and what we fix our eyes upon. Also, as far as if we're going to have hope or not, because so many times it's so easy to get depressed with things that are going on out there. We have to keep our eyes fixed upon the author and the finisher of our faith. Otherwise, we will lose hope. But our
hope
is in
Christ. And keep in mind, friends, too, as well, that all that information, that hopeless information, that oppressive information, that is purposed stuff, friends, to keep you down, to keep you under your head under the water, okay? We need to keep that in mind because I want to go back to something, Steph, you just said. Again, giving you a positive, an exhortation, an edification. The hope is in what you do with the truth that's been given to you. And as we've said in the past, John Quincy Adams is the one that rightly said it. So we're using ostentatious erudition. The fact that he said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God, but you have to do the doing.
Yep.
You can't leave off the doing, and that's what we're always trying to get to.
Yeah, that's right. And for those of you who like to support who we are and what we do, turning talk radio into do radio, our heart is to be with the people. Our heart is to bring forth the message of hope, which is only found in Christ. For those of you that say, I want to be a part of that too, how can I join this army that's on the March for Christ? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go online and make a secure donation on the donate buttons. It's in the stars and stripes, very easy to find. Or if you scroll down a little bit, you can see where it says, become a son or daughter of liberty. And what that means for you new listeners out there is where you sign up to support us on a monthly basis. And that helps us with the foundations of our ministry to be able to catapult from there to do the things that we do. And there's so many things that we're doing on a daily basis to make sure that we're getting the gospel message out there, the truth out there. But there's ways that you can get involved with by doing that, by supporting us financially. Now, also, we want to equip people to be able to do the same thing in their hometowns, in their communities. We actually had a call from, I believe it was Pete, who was on the radio yesterday, the day before, little fireball. We want people like that to say, listen, I've had enough. I want to do something. Listen, this is how you can do it. You say, well, I don't really know what to do. I don't have the material. Listen, we've got the material. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Grab the My War DVD documentary series. Have home groups. Have church groups. Have them at your tea party. Ways to get people to say, hey, you know, I need to be doing something about this. Actually, this week, we're highlighting as our product of the week, Bradley's My War. It's School of Hard Knocks pocket booklets. And they're small, little pocket-sized booklets that you can pass out to people, perfect for evangelism. And just say, hey, don't say, hey, boy, your soul's in such a horrid, wretched state. You really need to read this book. No, just hand them a book and say, hey, I listen to this guy on the radio. I'd value your opinion on this book. They're going to say, oh, sure, I'll read it. It doesn't look like it's very long. And it's the gospel message. It's the testimony story of Bradley Dean. You get a set of 10 books booklets, I should say, for $5 donation. And they're great. We want to be able to equip you to go out there and do. There's not a reason why you should not be doing. If you look and see everything we've got available, books, tapes, I mean, books, CDs, DVDs, you name it, we've got it. You can do something. When you don't do anything, that's where you stand condemned, because he who knows to do good and does it not, to him, it is sin.
It's not like, you know, when I prayed and I first got saved, it's not like the Lord just, you know, put all the books down that I needed.
No,
he gave me the book, and that's where I started. And the Bible says that he who has begun a good work in you will finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. So it's always in process. But just keep in mind, as long as your thoughts are stayed upon him, commit your works unto the Lord, and he will establish your goings. That's how it works. That's how it, the rollout comes, friends. You have to walk. Now, I want to give people, again, an understanding, namely of the ways of salvation, because some people just think, well, you know, just profess the name of Jesus and all of a sudden I'm saved. Yeah, but there's a process, friends. A young man sought out an Indian guru who took him to a river, and after some time he was wading in the water. The young man allowed the gentle speaking guru to lower him beneath the water's surface, thinking that, well, he was going to baptize him. However, he surprisingly felt the guru's hands tense, and, well, he held him under the water. He struggled as a sense of panic began to grip his mind, and no matter how hard he battled, the strong arms of the old man held him under the cold water. Adrenaline pumped through his terrified body. He must get air or die. Listen to that. Suddenly the man let go and burst through the water's surface. He couldn't understand within himself why the guru would do such a senseless thing to him. The old man raised his hands to calm him and said, "Whenever you yearn for God, as much as you've craved for that oxygen, then and only then will you find him." So how true it is. The Bible says that we are to seek first the kingdom of heaven, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. They will be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. True that. True that. True that. Because we need to keep in mind the Lord killeth and maketh alive. John 12:25, by the way. New Testament, this is coming out of the Old Testament. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. It's the Lord that does that. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. The Lord does that. He bringeth low and lifteth up. That's the Old Testament, but it's the Lord that does that. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he that hath set the world upon them. He will also keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. And to the adversaries of the Lord, they shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn, the strength of his anointed. 1 Samuel 2:6-10.
Amen.
Amen.
And this radio show, I think, has been pretty, there must be some teachers listening out there today, because it's really been kind of a teaching show, which really has been giving
out. We're in the teacher mode.
So many gold nuggets of truth.
Teaching
and
show.
A teaching geared towards
teachers. Yeah, I got what you
today.
Said, but
okay.
I just have to kind of always just
make
kind of dim your light
right.
A little bit. Yes.
All right,
yes.
I appreciate that. But you know what? I do love gold nuggets, because really when you hear a powerful truth or a powerful quote or a powerful story such as Grandma Rock showing the difference between, you know, Grandma back in the day to what's going on today, and even the analogies and scenarios we were giving, it's such a powerful impact on your heart, because you think, wow, look at how far we've come. But we haven't come too far. We are never outside of hope. I'm even thinking of George Washington during the Revolutionary War. He had his lowest, darkest hours. And what happened? The Lord still, by divine providence, wrought miraculously through the army that we were able to gain our freedom and independence.
Yep.
They didn't quit at their deepest, darkest hour.
All the odds were set against them.
That's right.
Just like any other man in the Bible.
That's right. And that's our job, to make sure that we keep our hearts and minds fixed upon the Lord, so we feel the same way. It might get dark. That's all right. God's people shine best in the dark.
If you feel defeated, I ask you the question, what do you have your eyes fixed on? Do you have your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith? He is the author of your faith, therefore you will overcome. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds not words, said Mr. Washington, and we will talk to you in 23 hours. Talk to you then. See ya!
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale.
Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.